to Executive Director Jody Cross.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Very good, Jody.
So I got to tell you, I'm not happy because you guys are talking about the weather and it's cold.
Yeah.
It's very cold.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
Well, we've got our air conditioning set to summer right now.
And I like it.
Hanging beef in here in the control room when we're finished with the Good Morning Show.
Excellent.
We're ready for you. Well, speaking of winter and cold weather, you ready for the winter warm-up?
Actually, we are shifting gears.
Really?
We are. So a number of things happened after the last winter warm-up, and our board has been doing a lot of thinking it through. So winter warm-up is designed to assist people, get them connected to services, and give them supplies to hopefully help them get through the winter living outside. We gave out a bunch of stuff that last year ended up going to the dump, and that was just very heartbreaking.
Oh.
Yeah, it was used over at the fairgrounds and then ended up at the dump. So our board sat down and did some thinking and reconfiguring and looking at the goals of United Way and where we want to go. We don't want to just help people make it through the winter. We want to educate them and get them out of the situation they're in. So we have taken Winter Warm-Up and we have turned it over to Collaborative Housing Solutions, which just seemed super appropriate because they are responsible for the point in time count, which is counting our houseless population.
Mm-hmm.
And they always do it in January. So it just seemed like a more appropriate fit for them to take over Winter Warm-Up. Although United Way is not stopping, we are working on putting together an event. We're hoping for December 7th, more along the lines of bringing people in, physically getting them connected with the services. Like, in my mind, what I see is somebody coming in, somebody sitting down with them, physically getting on the computer, signing them up for food stamps, signing them up for Medicaid, getting them appointments with VA or whatever, and then getting connected with the services or learning about the services and what they truly offer, and definitely getting a much closer connection, as well as the other goal is to get some employers, and I've talked to a few around the valley that seem like they're up for it, but if you have somebody who comes in, they apply for services, and at the end of it, they meet with an employer who can meet with them, talk with them, understand that they have barriers, but based on personality, based on intelligence, based on learning capabilities, the employer says, you know what, if you can break down the barriers for that person, we will offer them a job.
Mm. Wow, okay.
So literally pull people out of the trenches and help them.
You know, one of the statistics that Robin had this morning from Tanya at the warming center is 90% of the people who are getting services there are from Flathead County. These are locals. These aren't guys moving in from somewhere else to take advantage of us.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had a guest this last week, John, who was had become homeless himself because of an accident that he had, and he was a packer and outdoorsman and everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, and very thankful for the local services that put him back on his feet, and he's now contributing to help others.
Yeah. Life takes control, and it's amazing how one minute little incident can change the whole trajectory of your life.
Yeah.
And if you are not financially prepared for it, it'll pull you into a downward spiral very quickly.
Yeah. We've got to figure out a way to change that because, first of all, we can't afford to be supporting all of these people.
Right.
That's
right.
Number one.
Right.
At some point, our philanthropy is going to give out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have got to make the transition for as many of them as possible.
Right. Right. And the biggest thing is employment. I mean, in my mind, if you lose your home, you're living in your car, you're going to fail or fall short on getting showers, clean clothes, So going into an employer,
yeah,
it's just not happening. If you don't know what services are available to you, you're going to give up and self-medicate, whether it be alcohol, drugs, whatever. And from that point, it
Downward spiral just gets worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so. you know, it's interesting. Tanya Horn with the Flathead Warming Center was talking about kind of the same objectives that you are this winter, giving people the tools and resources, kind of a roadmap out of homelessness to get back.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody really wants,
right.
I think.
Right. We need a solution. We can't just put a Band-Aid on the problem. And I love Samaritan Home. They're, what they're doing is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, they're definitely stair-stepping. United Way totally believes in we need to educate. We need to help. Giving somebody, and this sounds so bad, but giving somebody a sleeping bag and kind of wishing them good luck through the winter is just rough.
Yeah.
You know? So if we can connect employers with people, and employers say, you know what, we'll give them a laborer job as in construction until they can get more education or whatever, and then we can move them up, that'd be great. What are the barriers? The barriers are fuel to get back and forth to work. The barriers are somewhere to stay, which is, that's a barrier for a lot of people. Clothing, stuff like this. Well, if we can either connect somebody with the services to break down those barriers, or we can break down the barrier ourselves, then we have one more person that hopefully we can change the trajectory of their life.
Do we have a date set for the winter warm-up?
We're aiming, winter warm-up itself is, I think it's January 26th this year.
All right.
And that'll actually be through collaborative housing. So Sean O'Neill is working on putting that together. Our event, we have not come up with a date, or not a date, we haven't come up with a name yet of it. But we're aiming for December 7th. So, but in the meantime, I have some news on 211.
Yes, 211.
Oh, yeah. How's
211, it is going amazing. We had some phone issues, which we figured out. I am doing updates on the Facebook page of United Way. And like last week, we did a weekly update, 13 phone calls, and we broke it down to so many with regards to homing issues, so much with regards to vehicle issues. So we're going to start doing that on a weekly basis so we can see how it is progressing.
All right. So let's circle around. Everybody know when should you call 211?
Whenever you want an answer to what to do with any problem in life, as long as you don't need a police officer or medical, give us a call. We'll help you figure out the resource that will help you with whatever situation you're in.
All right. Jody Cross, thank you so much. And
thanks
for all your staff and everybody on your board and the volunteers who are helping make all this happen.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.